You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat, featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for The Beat, and I'm super excited. I'm so excited. You know, we gotta come back with our dance break. But I know you're sitting over there and you wonder who the hell is across from me. Well, I thought we needed to spice up the beat a little bit, and I brought two motherfuckers to come join me on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, please introduce to you my dear friends, Miss Queen.
Hey, what's good? Queen is in the building.
Queen from Queens.
Queen from Queens, New York, representing New York every day, but of course I live in LA. I'm so excited to be here, Jesse. Thank
Queen.
You so much.
I've known Queen for like 2 years now, and Queen came on The Beat when The Beat first started.
Yeah.
Because this bitch knows her music. Not only does she not know her music, but the bitch has soul and spice, and we needed to add it to it.
Exactly.
And that's why I felt like we needed to counterbalance that with a little sarcasm from our dear friend, Sean Allen.
What's up?
Who's obeying today.
Just for today.
I like the outfit choice.
Thank you.
What made you select this?
I just hopped out of bed
and
threw it on.
Sean, add a little flavor to your damn goddamn life.
I know. I just grabbed it, threw it on.
Sean is a music head, and he's being real shy right now, but that's okay, because we're going to get him out that nutshell. So, Love and Hip Hop.
Yes, let's discuss it.
Not the TV show, though. I don't want to talk about the TV show. What I want to talk about is real life love and hip hop. Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose. Obviously, this was like the breakup that broke up the world. Yeah. How do you guys feel about their relationship before the breakup? Were you into them? Were you?
I was into it. Like it was cool. Like I thought it was real. You know, because she's a real chick, and I felt he's a real dude. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with both of them, so I was expecting it to last. And you know what I'm saying? And to hear out of nowhere that they're getting a divorce when they're doing like interviews, the whole relationship expressing how much they love each other, and to hear that they broke up, that was crazy, getting a divorce. Then what I heard is
What did you think, though? What was your initial thought when you heard they broke up? Did you think it was real? Did you think like, oh, Wiz done did something?
I thought it was real because you just didn't hear nothing. Like it had to be real because they weren't like the tabloid couple.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, something really had to go down. Then they said that Wiz was cheating. But then I read somewhere else that she was having an affair with Nick Cannon. That's why Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon are on the outs. And you know what I'm saying? So he found out. But then they said he cheated. But I kind of believe that Nick Cannon thing. Because at the timing of it, they were filming a movie together. So the timing.
Amber and Nick?
Yeah. Mm. So the timing of it is pretty, you know what I'm saying?
Convenient.
Nick Cannon's lineup with women is amazing. So it just makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, Nick got his tattoo Mariah removed.
Yes. What?
Turned into Jesus on the cross.
Get out! When did that happen?
I mean, the pictures just went up today, actually.
Get
yesterday.
Out.
Yes.
Well, personally, I was 100% for this couple.
Me too.
I loved Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose together so much. And when I heard that they were getting a divorce, I thought it was fake. Because I'm like, these two were just online together. She just twerked for his new album that just came out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, she just posted, you know, she just walked the red carpet with him.
Yep.
It's
Amber and Wiz.
Amber and Wiz. The perfect hip-hop couple everybody loves. When I heard they were getting a divorce, I kind of got a little weepy.
Mm-hmm.
My heart was broken. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was fake. Then they started saying, like Sean just said, they was talking about Amber and Nick Cannon. I was a little shaken about that. And then when the information came out about Wiz with these twins, I'm like, but wait a minute. So what's really happening? And then Wiz isn't, you know, holding anything back. He's letting it be known that he was with D these twin girls. So then for me, I was like, well, maybe he did him first before she did Nick Cannon, or maybe he did that as a stab back to her for doing Nick Cannon. Right, we don't know.
Well, so Peter Rosenberg came out, and he is apparently Amber Rose's friend.
Okay.
This is just weird. This is weird.
From Hot 97.
Yeah. It's just, this is, gets weird for me, because I'm just like, Peter Rosenberg, why are you dishing all this? And it sounds very one-sided, which, here, my thing about the couple is this, and we were talking about this, about Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and ladies, like, if you're in a relationship with a rapper, do you really think he's not fucking anybody else? Now, what I would have been irritated with Amber, because first thing I noticed about the twins was that their last name is Rose. I'm up here like, you could have at least found a bitch with a different last name.
Right?
The fuck? You up here fucking the Rose twins, like one Rose ain't good enough for you? You need to go fuck two Roses?
Wow.
You can get your damn life.
Right.
Because I'm like, there's no way Amber is really sitting up here. Amber, who's been with Kanye, been in how many videos, is not really believing that Wiz is keeping his dick for her. I don't believe that at all. You know, she said that she was aware that he wasn't fulfilled in the relationship, and that they thought that they would be able to work things out. She came out to say, though, that she never cheated on him in the relationship.
I can believe that. Women don't cheat unless you cheat.
Mm.
Women are... I swear to God. Men, understand this. Women don't cheat unless you cheat. We are loyal to the bone. It's a natural thing for us to be loyal to our man. It is a natural thing. We don't cheat unless you cheat. We learned from you.
Ooh.
I can tell you right now, I believe that Amber did not cheat on Wiz. She's in love with him. And I wouldn't be surprised if they wound up back together later down the line, too. I think they'll get back together. Yeah. She's absolutely in love with him. And he loves her. It's just a misunderstanding. But I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. They need to take a book out of Snoop Dogg's wife.
Yep. I say that about everybody.
They need to take a freaking page out of her book. He called her boss lady. Yeah. At the end of the day, she knows what her man is doing.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, don't ever bring it home. Don't ever make no kids, and don't disrespect me.
Yep.
She understands. She's with Snoop. That's her man. He's popular. All these girls are going to be throwing pussy at him every time you turn around. So at the end of the day, bitches, learn from Snoop's wife.
Right.
And know that your man is a freaking star. It's but so much a man can just say no to. Really. Pussy's you know, people say pussy's pussy, but sometimes some pussy is some good pussy. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, I wouldn't know, but I can just imagine.
I wouldn't
imagine.
Know either, but I know that I got it. Anyway, moving right along.
Well, Wiz and Amber, I wish y'all the best of luck on whatever y'all situation is about to be, and I just hope that you both can get over whatever the differences are and take care of the child.
Please
together.
Get back
be able
together.
To work it out. I hope they work it out before the divorce is settled.
Yes.
Like, I just don't like... I would love for them not to get a divorce.
I don't want them to get a divorce. At all.
Moving on from that.
Okay.
Who I need to get a divorce is Iggy Azalea from Hip Hop right now.
Oh,
because
my God.
I want to do this. This bitch.
Right.
All right.
Oh.
So... when Iggy Azalea first came out, I was a personal fan of hers, off her mixtape Ignorant Art, Pussy. That song, Pussy,
was
on it.
I was rocking with it.
Pussy.
That was hot.
Oh, you must have loved that, didn't
you? No, I fucking hated it.
Why?
I just thought she was rude. She had a song talking about, this is, okay, yeah, I'm not going to hold you up. I love pussy because I love the word pussy, right? But I got turned off when she had a song talk, and in the whole song it was all nigga, and she had like a child in that video.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
In the pussy video, she's like coming out of, she's like licking a popsicle on the staircase. It's hot
staircase.
Out, and a kid is on this like plastic horse and she's just sitting there like pussy, and the kid's like shooting a gun, and it is very inappropriate.
And that's from that I lost respect for her.
Mm.
Then she came out. I thought she was very stylish. I thought she was very stylish or whatever. And then I started to like her because I was like, okay, they pushing her more into a modeling type field or whatever. But I'm sorry, finish your thought.
No, girl, finish where you're going with it.
They pushed her into a modeling type look or whatever. Then I was like, okay, I'm feeling her. But then this bitch was this, who that? I can't deal. And talk about she is the queen of hip hop. Bitch, you from Australia. You don't know nothing about no motherfucking struggle. Bitch, you see kangaroos and motherfucking.
We don't know the Australian struggle.
Ain't no Australian bitch, struggle.
Girl, you wake up with a wallaby across from you, I'd be like.
Nigga, anywhere you go in this world, Australians are there. Ain't that much of a goddamn struggle, okay? Don't come over here to America talking about you hip-hop. Bitch, play your position.
But you know what, though? I think when people say that, they're like putting it in a box, and hip-hop is so much bigger than black and our struggle now. You know what I'm saying?
People, so how do you look at it?
Yeah.
She cool, but...
Where does she fit in hip-hop right now?
For she's you. Pop, anyway.
She's pop. She's pop music. I kind of feel like her mixtape was kind of more of like hip-hop, but true to the element that she's trying to cast, but she's a pop. She's a pop star now. She cool. Her voice is annoying. I think her voice even changed a little bit.
Yep, it definitely has changed.
Yeah, and it's like more annoying now, but... She cool. I think people are doing too much, though. Like, they, it's entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Then we don't know. She probably grew up listening to hip-hop in Australia, you know what I'm saying? Like, she had a TV and the internet and music, you know what I'm saying? So, like, she can't rap because she's not from...
So, is it because, but I mean, I guess so, you're saying that she is the product of...
Online rappers.
Or like viewing American hip-hop, right. Hip-hop, right. And saying, oh, that's what they do.
Right.
And here I come, and now I'm doing it too.
Right.
I mean, I can see that.
I don't think that's bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, we listen to the Beatles, and we have Rolling Stone, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not from London, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how is that... She grew up in that. You know what I'm saying? She grew up listening to it. She grew up exposed to the culture.
Okay, well, don't come over here with a country accent, bitch. Rap in Australian. Rap with your accent. We will respect that more. If you come in and you rap in with your accent, yeah. We will definitely love that about you.
And so, okay, next week what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple Australian rappers for you guys.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do that for you guys next week.
That'll be so awesome.
And I want you to really see... you know, Nicki Minaj at the BET Awards, she made sure to say authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a fan of Iggy Azalea. As of the past few months, I'm kind of watery about it because I don't know really where she stands as an artist. She's confusing me right now. But I'm excited for you guys to see these other artists to kind of compare it. But she came out to say this. So you're allowed to say... the N-word,
nigga.
Because you're black. All right, so I'm just going to point at you, say it every time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say it. The word...
nigga.
...is different from the word...
nigga. Nigger. Okay, go
...is
ahead.
Used to describe someone who is arrogant. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's such a problem when white people say it, when black people know damn well that a majority of the people saying it aren't even saying it to be racist because more racists don't say...
nigga.
Question. When it comes to music, and as a stand-up comedian, I feel the same way with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a...
double standard.
A double standard when it comes to art. If she's saying, I'm using this word because it fits in my artistic situation...
Mm-hmm.
Does that make it okay? Does this make what she's saying ignorant? I'm just throwing it out there.
She should never say it.
Thank you.
Period.
She should never. And you have the right to say it. You're freaking Latino. At the end of...
First of all, I am not Latino, girl.
I keep thinking so you're mad Greek. At
you. Yeah, you go, girl.
You know I've been calling you Latino knowing you're Greek. But anyway. But anyway, at the end of the day, there is a thin line. Eminem, who is loved by all... he doesn't even use the N-word in his rap songs.
We never even read about him saying...
we've never read about him saying nigga, even though it's N-I-G-G-A-H or N-I-G-G-A. It doesn't matter. Eminem, if anybody has the card to play for...
you would give it to Eminem.
You would give it to Eminem. He doesn't even do it. Bitch, don't come over here talking about, well, why I can't say this is to say somebody's arrogant. If you did your history...
I think that's where it's a disconnect.
That's where there's a disconnect.
And I think that's where...
but do we blame Iggy Azalea for that?
We do. Because if you're coming over here trying to rap, do your history. Learn about
the word.
The word.
But then T.I.'s sitting there probably writing her lines.
Because he's eating it. He's eating.
But who do you blame for that, though?
I blame her.
100%.
Because she has the right. She knows what comes out of her mouth. Now, let me just make this clear. Iggy, I think you cute. I think you got mad style.
Oh, she got a black. Her boyfriend is black.
Of course her man is black. Isn't a black man the new trophy?
But that'll give her the... But it gives her the nigga card, though. She can say it.
She can't say it. They don't give her no damn nigga card.
Yeah, if your dude is black.
Hold up. I date a black man, and I don't be walking around saying nothing.
Right. Oh, my God. I can't.
I'm joking.
Baby, careful, because Queen, rip your hair out. All right. Let's move on from this topic. Jaden Smith.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I know. I can't wait to talk about this. Jaden Smith came out with a 7-minute track using one of Justin Timberlake's tracks off the 2020 Experience.
Oh my God.
And he put Willow on it, and this is what it sounds like.
Why did I don't tell me to cry, cause I know that you did me. Don't tell me to love me, I know I'm just tripping, cause you tore down my ego and I listen. Why did I listen?
Dramatic, and then he's gonna come in with a rap.
Mm-hmm. I call it rap poet. Rap poetry.
It's too creepy for me.
Man, I met a girl at Coachella. I like her, but you know I couldn't tell her, cause she had her own fella, and I met a blow dealer. He told me that he was a wholesaler and I'm flies propellers, man. It's raining numbers.
There we go. So you guys can listen to more. I mean, it's 7 fucking minutes. The singing, I'm just sitting there like,
Jesse.
What did you do when I sent you that?
Yo, I said, is he serious? What is this? This is all I have to say. First of all, Will Smith and Jada Smith, y'all have golden sperm, right? Golden sperm, golden eggs. Y'all make beautiful children and y'all make talented children. This is my thing, though. Jaden Smith, please, please stick with acting. You sound horrible singing. You sound horrible singing.
And what we are rapping
and
is like...
And you're rapping, but it's like poetry, but it's not. I don't get it. Let the singing go. Let Willow stick with singing. You don't see Willow out here really trying to get in movies. You are an amazing actor. And Willow, I absolutely love her voice. I think she is an amazing singer. I was just talking to Sean about that earlier, how her voice has matured so much over time. I'm looking forward to what she has to bring to the table.
Did you get to the part when Willow comes in on
the
song? She shitted on him.
She shitted on him on his own song. So my thing is, I just want Justin Timberlake. I just want Jaden Smith to stick with acting. But I do commend him for being artistically free.
Mm-hmm.
I commend his parents for letting their children be artistically free. So if you choose to make a 7-minute video or song, and it's that's how you feeling, don't tell me. Honestly, I think it's about Kylie Jenner, if you want my truth,
because
you know he used to date her, you know what I'm saying? Now she done moved on to Tiger, but rumor and moving right along, she done moved on, and I think he missed her. So you going on a rant for 7 minutes talking about don't tell me you love me, sounding nuts. Stick with acting, let Willow continue to sing. That's my thought.
How'd you feel about the
it
chat?
Was horrible. I don't think that they, it's not passionate. It's like they're bored rich kids.
Yeah.
Bored, you know what I'm saying? So even Willow, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it was whack. They messed up a good, well, they didn't mess it up, but like Justin Timberlake, Blue Ocean 4 is an amazing song. So I didn't appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't cool, and they need to stay in their lane. If they want to act, they be an actor, a TV personality, but the music thing, they need to let it go, both of them.
Really? Oh, so you aren't a Willow Smith fan?
He hasn't heard Willow lately. Willow is sick.
See, here's my thing, because me and my roommates, we was watching these videos last night, and they were dying every time. Don't tell me. Alright, so then we were like talking, because then Willow came in, and when you hear the fluctuation in her voice, it was like, oh shit. So we went back and we watched. I'm going to come back to it. Willow Smith, all she ever had to do was release the video for Whip My Hair.
That was the best.
We watched the video last night. It was like Willow just came out there, shitted on everyone's life, and was like, I just want to be a normal kid. Thanks.
Thanks, and left.
Yeah, I was Britney Spears. I did all that. I was Beyonce. I did that with one single, shitted on your lives. I now can go to college off of that one single.
Right.
So, Jaden, how'd that movie go? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Jaden gives me, like, Edward from Twilight. Like, don't tell me.
Oh, my God. His heart is broken. Poor thing.
Poor Jaden. We love you. All right. Next, we have a Cali rapper. Why don't you tell us a little about this next rapper, Jago?
He's my good friend, Jago. He is a local rapper based out of Los Angeles. You know, it's just dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's passionate about what he do. His shit is real, you know what I'm saying? He's just dope. I was talking to him earlier today, and I was telling him, like, you know, you're just the passion, and, like, the music is good quality music. And he releases mixtapes, and everything is free, and I'm like, I'm ready to pay for your shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, his catalog is just amazing.
Did he explain to you why he doesn't want to transition into that yet? As an upcoming artist?
Basically, I guess he's trying to... he doesn't think he's good enough, maybe. He didn't say this. But maybe he is just trying to build. But he has videos. He has, like, an enormous catalog. He has a following, you know what I'm saying, as a team. He does live shows. You know what I'm saying? So he's, like, established, but just...
See, to me, I feel like we're moving in a generation where you need... Where that's kind of what it's going to be. You kind of have to give your music for free.
Right.
Because we're in a generation where... We can get the music for free.
Mm-hmm. But it's like we're paying for garbage music.
True.
That's horrible. And here this dude is, you know, the shit he's rapping about, the shit he's talking about is real life, you know what I'm saying? And it's quality work, you know what I'm saying?
But in 2014, technology-wise, I don't think we're prepared enough to be able to go back to that of charging people, really, because I just see it moving to a free world and kind of being, it's not about, I feel like Beyonce and Jay-Z gave the best visual of that. It's not about the album, it's about the fucking tour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're going to come out to see my show, and that's where you make the money. No one makes money really off CDs unless you sell them Beyonce-type albums anymore.
But you know, so, you just want to contribute to something that's good.
No, exactly.
Well, then, you know what? Your boy, he should start hustling. Sell his CD for $5 to his people. You feel me? $5. Put it on iTunes for $5. I saw the video. I think he's a dope West Coast rapper. He's straight L.A.
Right.
He is L.A. And I think he has style, and I think he has definitely is talented. But I think, like, at the end of the day, New Yorkers, they don't give their music for free. Yo, they be on Times Square. Like, yo, you want to buy my CD? $5. Give me $5 for my CD. We want them to get away from us. We just give them $5. Yep. We don't even take the CD. Am I right or wrong? So if he got people who support him and people who love his music, and he has all these videos and he has all these songs in his catalog, I think he should start just being like, yo, just, you know, $5 to go towards the cause.
Right.
You're willing to pay the $5.
Right.
I think it's
And I've
awesome.
Seen a lot of people do. Elijah Blake, I think, he released a LP, and you could download it from DatPiff for free.
Right.
Or you could buy it on iTunes for $5. Spoken Reasons did the same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty... Yeah, like, I want him to put his shit on iTunes. iTunes account is $40. You put your shit on there, you know what I'm saying? I'll support.
Help him.
And maybe I should.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. We're going to get Jago. But this song is called F.U. Mentality. I picked this one because I just loved the chorus of it. And I was like, that's a fuck you mentality.
Yeah, the fuck you mentality. I've been grinding my whole life. Man, I'm down to do this twice. Turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality. 16 shot clipping that Glock. Got that work setting up shop. I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality. No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. I remember when I used to think I needed features. Nowadays, fuck it, you can keep your features. Man, I ain't no rapping ass nigga. I can't get drunk off the fame, and I got it straight from the bottom. So you gon' know that I came, I was eating no cup of noodles. Scraping up change for swishers. Oh, you wanna hit this weed, then put five up my nigga. I done ran with the sharks. I done ran with gorillas.
My favorite thing, because obviously we're from the East Coast, mm-hmm. so, like, I've adapted to West Coast rappers and found this whole new love for them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I love my East Coast.
All day.
However, I gotta say, right now in today's age, I am riding the Cali wave, y'all. Because there's something that I never really listened to Cali music. Like, for right. me on the East Coast, Cali music is Dre, Pac, mm-hmm. Snoop. Coming over here, and then it's like you get that feeling, that love. I Am Sue, YG, Sage the Gemini. These three men right now, to me, they're like the Nicki Minaj's of hip-hop right now. You could put them on any track, and they're going to make the track better. And it's because... Yeah, and same thing with him. And it's something that he has in this. He reminds me of, I can't remember his name from K-Camp, though. This passion in their voice and the syllables that they hit are mm-hmm. so different than an East Coast rapper.
Absolutely.
And it creates this hypeness to it.
It makes you want to just move like that.
Yeah.
That's how West Coast moves.
It's like that. Like it's like that stiff bounce.
They mad smooth with it.
The cholo. So shout out to Jay Go. All right, next. No Flex Zone.
Oh my god.
No Flex Zone. All right. Well. Okay. So here we go. This is a remix. It's with Watsky. He's this white boy rapper. And then we have Carmen, who is the duo. They became famous.
MTV. They did like the VMAs or something. Like,
no, that's not. They got famous. They got famous because they did a YouTube track to "Look at Me Now," and she rapped Busta's verse.
Oh, right. Let's get into
it. How do you feel about? How do you feel about this video?
That bitch is dope.
Me too.
She needs to take over Iggy Azalea's spot. Yo, I love this group. How do I feel about the No Flex Zone remix? I think they just used the hook because it was really mainly all about them and their flow. Yep. Yo, they have flow. She's dope. She can rap her ass off. And
effortlessly.
Effortlessly. It's like, they'd be like,
she just flip her eyes.
I'm into it. I'm a new fan. I'm into it. And I think she can definitely, I think that's who Iggy's trying to emulate. If Iggy knew about her, Iggy want to do that fast tongue twisting
yep.
rapping.
Yep.
This girl got a down pack. You could understand every word she's saying verbatim.
Right. Honestly, better than Busta Rhymes.
Well, no.
In the dictation.
The dictation.
Because sometimes I get caught up with Busta's dictation and what he's saying. Right. This girl is like,
you can hear it. It's clear.
What kind of hooked on Fox was you on?
Right.
All right. So we can only play a certain amount legally. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you Carmen's section because yes. Watsky, he was cool, but Carmen shits.
No flex zone. They know.
Full of crap, plastic, pretty women, hear my knuckles crack. Out on Hollywood Boulevard, popping those silicone humps like it was a roll of bubble wrap. I keep my fingernails sharp and my mind too. If a dog's gonna bark, then I'll find you. But if you're scratching on the bark at the wrong tree and I reach you, then I'll eat you. I'm hungry, cause I don't care if you're a sex machine. Little man, move along to the next machine. I can slide up in the west and I bless the scene. The queen, here to flex on the next regime. My team is impeccable, wrecking every consecutive sucker that wanna step up and knock us up at the pedestal. You're pitiful, looking just like the next goon. Put them all on a rocket to Neptune. No flex.
She's nasty, son.
And I love that she doesn't sell sex.
No.
It's sexy just that she can do that.
She has on a business outfit. She can wear that to work.
She look like Madeline.
Right.
That was dope. She was like a white Carrie Hilson.
Yo, but do you see how she flowed, though, son?
Yeah, it was dope.
She flowed and you understood every single word. I am rooting for her. I'm rooting for them. I'm definitely rooting for her.
Well, I'm excited you're a new fan because we're going to have her in studio.
That'll
they're come
be
on the beat, so.
So awesome. So awesome.
And they're excited to come. So yes. Moving on from that, let's get into the six mix. Six songs that you guys can download. I know y'all was missing it, but this is six songs that y'all can download that just either came out within the past... Well, this is really the past couple weeks because we haven't had a live show. So the first song, tell us about this group.
Ray Shrimmer, Mike Will Made It, Ear Drummers. They're pretty dope. Two brothers. I think they're brothers.
I put them on here because I saw a post that you had done, and I started looking into them, and I was like, yeah, actually, everything they do, it's consistent.
And the energy is just through the roof. They remind me of Kid and Play or Criss Cross or something like that.
Yep.
And they're dope. Then their beats are dope, you know. So the voice is dope. I like the dude's voice. It's like little kids, you know what I'm saying? It's hot.
So here we go. This is No Type.
That's my shit.
Nah.
Yeah.
Bad bitches is the only thing that I like. You ain't got no life.
Nah.
Cups with the ice, and we do this every night.
Hey.
I ain't check the price.
I got it.
I make my own money, so I spend it how I like. I'm just living life.
Hey.
Hey, dope.
That's dope. I love that song.
That's dope.
I love that song.
And like they got three songs, and like all three, No Flex song, No Type, and We. Those are their songs. And like every song I hear from them, I'm like, these dudes are fucking dope. You know what I'm saying?
I like them.
The beats too.
It's
the production.
Chill. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that high pitch too.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy. It's funny. It's funny as hell. You know?
It's really a signature to their music,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You, when you hear that voice, you automatically want to know. Oh, okay.
They have a young thuggish vibe to them.
Yeah.
They give me a little young thug.
But that is like a signature because, like, when I first heard No Flex on, I said, "Who are these little ass kids?" But I'm like, "This shit is dope." Then I looked them up and I heard two other songs and I was like, okay, these my niggas. I'm following them. I'm going to reach out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to, you know.
So we going to get them on the show.
I'm going to try.
Let's
you know
do
saying?
It.
I'm
going to
see what I can do.
There
no
ain't no
flex.
Time.
Down.
All right. So next. Now, I love Carmen, but my favorite white girl rapper after Sensei Don't Play. Check that one out. Go YouTube that. Is Fergie.
Oh,
the
yeah.
original. I'm sorry. You know, Blondie was actually the original.
Right.
But that's fine. We ain't going to go that far back. But we're going to talk about Fergie because Fergie's back. I mean, she came out with the Duchess album.
That
which,
was hard. Pop perfection.
It was pop perfection.
Yeah.
This song is called L.A. Love, Lala. The artwork, and even for the last song, No Type, the artwork for that single is dope. But this one, it's one of those glow-in-the-dark weed posters. So creative.
Yeah,
I fucking
dope,
love
dope.
It.
It's very L.A.
Yeah. And the song, obviously, it's DJ Mustard.
Mustard on a beat.
Let's just fucking go into it. L.A. Love, Lala.
Tell them where I'm from, finger on the pump, make the six straight jump from SoCal, Hollywood to the slums, chronic smoke, get burnt by the California sun on the west side, east coast where you at, just got to New York like a net on a jet to London, to Brazil, to Quebec, like the whole damn world, to Quebec, to Ferg, tell them, lay back, slow down, better represent when we come to your town, so lay back, slow down. What you represent when we come to your down, say.
Get it, what is that sample?
I'm gonna be there in a minute. I just booked a Paris ticket, thinking much I need a visit. I'm gonna run it to the limit, and me, I'm gonna win a Venice. LA got the people saying, la, 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 la. Brooklyn saying, la, 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 la. Saying, la, 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 la.
I just wanna be like popping fireworks and smoke things on top of my building, be like, yes, LA! Go, Fergie, I can't wait for the video for that.
Yeah, Fergie's dope.
Here's my thought. I'm wondering if this is going to happen. If this happens, Fergie, you will shit on everyone's lives. If it doesn't happen, just someone send this to her so she does it. I feel like this song has the capability of doing Scream and Shout, Will.i.am and Britney, when they came out with their video, and then they flipped it and did this whole hip-hop remix.
Yeah.
If she comes out and gets all these L.A. rappers out,
yeah.
Bitch, you done put the whole West Coast...
Yeah.
Honor than it has been,
and
but I'm just like,
yeah, that'll be dope. I can see that happening too because it's DJ Mustard.
Yep,
you know
he can get
saying?
Everyone
right. Then Fergie's big, Black Eyed Peas, one of the biggest groups of all time. So for like YG or Tiger, who's not
huge.
Internationally known, that'll be like way big for them. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
I don't want Tiger on it though. I know that's so rude. You know what I mean?
It's so cute.
I know, but like, let's keep it to like, I am Sue, Sage the Gemini, K Camp.
Sage
like,
the Gemini.
Oh, he's my
ultimate
favorite.
Oh, he's my favorite.
He's not from LA though.
Yes, he is.
No, he's from the Bay. He's from.
That's why we
that's
got
California.
No, he's still a West Coast.
She said that Frisco saying la la, it could
right.
be anywhere. So
right.
what I'm thinking.
Oh, they're showing LA Love. Okay, they could be on a show.
You know what I mean?
LA Love.
So what I'm saying is, I feel like if she was smart. It would be like a loyal, like they had the East Coast version, the West Coast, because people on the East Coast, this could be a great way to tie, you know, the two sides together and be like, no, we just, LA's in right now. A couple years back, it was all about Atlanta and Southern music.
That's true.
Now we over here. New York, pull your pants up and hurry up. Because I can't schmurter dance no more.
Right. Right.
I love it, but I can't.
Right.
Moving on from that, Elijah Blake just dropped a new EP. This song is with J. Cole called Vendetta. We're going to listen to it, and then I'm going to let y'all say what you want to say, because this song is dope.
My tour bus got plenty. A surplus so many. Want to serve us so many. Go on a Henny. My tour bus got plenty. A surplus so many. Want to serve us so many. Go. Hey. I do some things that I hate to brag, babe. Need to get this off my chest, so can't stay. But you want me back, but that ain't playing fair. I won't do that, shall we say? Still, I'm a grown enough to make mistakes. Get anyone that left with me.
Elijah Blake featuring J. Cole. We got DJ Steven in the booth. I hear you on those mids right there. all right, so Elijah Blake, make sure you guys check out blackhollywoodlive.com. We have an exclusive interview with him from the BET Awards. He's just a really cool guy, so talented, probably written whatever your favorite song by Rihanna is. He's probably written it. And now he's out here. He's got J. Cole on this track. What y'all think about the track?
It's pretty dope. It sounds like it has like a the beat to production. Sounds like a Drake beat, kind of like very like dark and you know. But it's dope. I get
almost like a female. See, you thought Drake. I initially thought like maybe like a Carrie Hilson, like a female R&B on it, because it's very like.
I thought it was sexy as hell. It makes a girl want to be like, hey. Especially after a couple of drinks at the club, honey. You throw this on, we're going to be, that's your time to get a bump and grind, honey. This is a very sexy song.
And the chorus, it's like, I want you back. Back. It gets even better. So make sure y'all check that out. I'll show Elijah Blake some love with J. Cole, Vendetta. Next, my current situation, when I wake up in the morning, it's Luke James. I be walking to this motherfucker every morning. This man keeps me on my treadmill for 40 minutes, y'all. I be walking, running, moving and grooving to this man, Luke James. Here's my thing with Luke James. The lyrics on some of the songs, I'd be like, you're rapping like you're singing about the tree makes me pee. Like, it's like, really? Like, that's the words that you chose to, like, rhyme? But when he hits it good, he hits it good. Have you guys heard his album?
No, I haven't.
His voice is amazing.
I know of Luke James.
The Dancing in the Dark single is his first one.
And the other one, I think he's an amazing vocalist. I think he can sing his ass off. And I'm really rooting for him. He's still kind of underground, though. He hasn't gotten to...
He's been trying to come out for, like, the past 3 years.
Yeah, he's been trying to get... He's trying to, you know, wiggle his way through the weeds. But eventually. It takes time.
It does. And I wonder if it's the people who are working behind him. Because the singles that he's put out are...
all awesome.
I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't even know that the singles were out. And that's crazy.
He needs to change his team. Mm. Luke James, change your team. Well, the people that's
behind him, he's on Danger. Danger is the guy who brought Britney Spears back out. Danger's hot. He's a producer.
Okay, well, maybe he put all his energy in Britney Spears. Because he's not doing anything for Luke James.
When I read that Luke James was on Danger's label, his artist, I thought the beats were going to be hot. And I thought it was going to be like kind of up-tempo more. And so...
No, but see, that's why I like him. Because I feel like, and I'm loving that, I feel like he delivers that. So we're going to listen to this song. It's called Exit Wounds. And the beat is slow, but he has a good way of keeping it mid-tempo. It's not too slow to where... Because I be on the treadmill, you know what I mean? I be sitting there. I can't be like walking down like someone going to die. Singing about...
This ain't a hurt, it's just an exit wound that just won't close. My brain is scarred, each time I let you through, you left a hole. Stole my smile and know that I got left of you. All these exit wounds. Well, fuck you.
Can leave with all the shit you came with.
Right.
Yes, Luke James.
I like that.
That was dope.
This is a whole other side of him.
No, that's like mid-song. So you're listening to the song, and you're like, "Oh, this is really pretty." And then it's, "Fuck
Bam! Right.
I was like, oh, this is my anthem right there. Exit Wounds, Luke James. Make sure you guys check out the album, Luke James. Next, Dev. You guys fans of Dev?
I like her. She does.
I have no clue who she is.
Yeah, with the cataracts, fly like a G6.
Oh! Yeah.
Well, oh. So Dev has made, you know, she's loved working with them, but she's doing her own thing. So she released this EP, early, I would say it's an EP, called Bittersweet. There's like 5 songs on it. I had to pick this one because it gives me a mature Kesha.
Okay.
And let's take a listen. It's called Kids.
You try to talk, but I'm already gone. You wanna sip, the drink's already done. My phone is off, I'm already on. All I wanna do is dance. I keep moving, moving. These bitches are see-through. I think I can steer right in there in the rear view. I'm in my car going back to the bay. Bad girls and a bad boy. Let me hear you say. All I wanna do is get down tonight. I'm on that shit that I know you like. Don't judge me cause I'm about this life. Yeah, the kid's gonna be alright.
Dev, Kids. How you guys liking it?
I thought it was cool. Yeah. I like her voice. Mm-hmm. Her rap voice. It's like, it's the attitude, but she sound bored at the same time. But she,
but it works.
She cool. Yeah, it works for her. She from the Bay Area. She from up north. So I fuck with her just on the strength of that. But she dope, you know?
I like it. You finally get to really hear her voice, though. Because usually when, like a G6, it has all that stuff on top of her voice. Now you can hear her clearly. I'm booming for her. Good girl.
Bittersweet July. Make sure y'all check that out. All right, finally, my favorite out of all these. Well, I love Fergie. I just really love Fergie. I have a special place in my heart for her. But I also love this bitch, Estelle. So this song is called Something Good. It is 6 minutes long.
What?
And you'd be wishing it was 8 to 10 minutes.
Really?
It is so good. It brings a feeling back. And again, this is another treadmill song. I'd be on my treadmill. People think I'm crazy. I'd be looking like Pharrell Happy. So at the end of it, it goes for about 5 minutes, maybe 4:30. And then it stops. And then it picks up with a second beat. And I couldn't put that one on there yet because we're going to listen to the original song, Something Good. But go download this song. The second beat that comes in, you think the song's over, and it comes in, and that beat is so hard. But let's take a listen to this. This is Stell, Something Good. Estelle, Something Good. I love it. The horns, the voice, the vocals.
Man, that was dope. That's like the house.
It reminds me of 90s. The 90s.
90s house. Yeah. Freestyle.
It reminds me of the 90s. That That's good. She took it back. That's the best music.
Yep.
That was.
For real. And they were all like 6-7 minutes long.
Yes. Good for her.
It reminds me of like Azealia Banks. A lot of her music is like house.
Yeah.
Like old school house.
But her voice on it makes you feel... It's such a good vibration.
That's exactly, you know what I mean? What I was hearing. Well, oh,
that
good.
Was right there, queen.
You know, we always did.
Boop. That was cute, girl. All right. So, Estelle, Something Good. Make sure you guys check that out. Download that. Make sure you guys also show all these other artists love and support on iTunes, y'all. Make sure you check that out. Sean, Queen, thank you guys so much for being here. Sean, where can everyone follow you?
Sean Allen _ on Twitter and Instagram.
Queen.
Hi, everybody. You can find me on Instagram at Queen Wink, QUEENWINK, and on Twitter, Queen Live.
And you have a website?
And I have a website.
Tell them why you have a website.
Okay, wait. But I'm revamping it right now, but I am a person. I sell hair. I just got back from India and I got that good hair gold. So I'll be prepared. You'll hear all the information and all the websites and stuff like that as time progresses. Make sure you tune in every Friday.
Boop. And on that note, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter and Instagram. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
from producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.